Next will be Dr. Katz, and he'll be speaking on lessons learned from VA Mental Health Enhancement.
Thanks. Great lead-in and a time saver, actually. I'm going to repeat what Rob/Jan said a while ago, that the basic strategy for suicide prevention in VA is to ensure ready access to high-quality mental health services, supplemented by programs to address high-risk patients and more public health-oriented programs to help individuals or families engage in care. Rob and Jan really summarized a goodly number of the programs that were for the high-risk patients. I want to focus on the basic structure, the enhancement in mental health services from VA, on which all of this was added as a strategy. The program began in 2005-2006 with the Mental Health Strategic Plan in VA, and most importantly, a separate budget outside of the usual facility and regional network-based funding to very specifically enhance mental health services. It led to a specification of the services that must be available to all veterans and those that must be provided in all VA medical centers that were to be implemented by the end of FY10. Well, quantitatively, what does this mean? It's somewhat hard to count programs and the fidelity with which they're delivered, but we can count checks and staff members. And one of the things that all of this did was to lead to a 37% increase in mental health staffing. This was a big change in the capacity of our system. The increase in staffing was smaller for inpatient, but in outpatient care, it was somewhat above a 50% increase in the overall staffing and capacity of mental health staff. Well, this was offset to some extent by an increase in the patient population, not just of returning veterans, but of veterans of all eras, including large numbers, actually, of those that were Vietnam-era veterans approaching retirement age. The increase in total patients was 6 or 7%. The increase in patients with a confirmed mental health condition, a diagnosis in more than one encounter, was over 25%, a very significant increase. So instead of just thinking about staffing, we have to think about staffing per 1,000 mental health patients. This actually went down somewhat in inpatient staffing, but increased by about 20% in outpatient staffing. That's mental health staff members per 1,000 mental health patients. Outpatient staffing is the total number. Direct outpatient are those involved in direct patient care. Basic direct outpatient excludes day programs, rehabilitation centers, intensive outpatient programs, and related non-office-based activities. Well, we increased mental health staffing in the outpatient setting by more than 50%. We increased mental health staffing per 1,000 mental health patients in the outpatient programs by more than 20%. What did this do to suicide rates? The answer is not much, and that's a problem. I mean, the title of this slide is Lessons Learned from VA Mental Health Services. VA made an epical enhancement in its mental health programs, not just for suicide prevention, but suicide prevention is one of the goals, and it did not lead to dramatic decreases in suicide rates. What does that say? It might be true. And in fact, as you all know in this meeting, there are intense debates between those in the suicide prevention field that are clinically oriented and those that are public health oriented. It's possible that a public health advocate may say, we did the experiment. Increasing mental health staffing doesn't really work for suicide prevention, and therefore we really have to focus on public health interventions rather than clinical ones. Well, not so fast. Let's talk about that. But that's the question, and the answer to that question is the lesson that America can learn from VA's experience. Could there be complicating factors? Could I have been oversimplifying? Well, of course I was oversimplifying. But for one specific, suicide rates in America as a whole have been increasing since the year 2000. And this is data from CDC, of course. The increase was perhaps the greatest in men age 45 to 64 that constitutes the largest demographic group in VA. So it's possible that given the increased rates in relevant patients or relative individuals in the rest of the country, VA was doing okay merely by holding her own. That's possible. It's not comforting, but it's possible, and it's a factor to be considered. Another issue, and this takes a look at suicide rates in the Veterans Health Administration among our patients, showing that they went down substantially from the start of the war in Afghanistan, down about 20% since the start of the war, since 2001 or 2002. We can't take credit for this. This was way before the initiatives that Rob was talking about and way before the enhancements that I was mentioning, but the effect is there. We can all speculate about why. My favorite speculation is that it actually had to do with the war itself and how it changed America's view of the value and importance of military service and of veteran status. Frankly, it suggests that supporting our troops is not just a matter of patriotism, it's a matter of public health, and it may save lives. But that's another story. And again, what that would suggest for what's going on since 2005, 2006, the time I'm talking about, is that it's hard to evaluate changes because we may be on top of an unstable baseline. We don't understand what happened between 2002 and 2004, and so we don't know if that effect was persistent or was that an ephemeral one, and maybe staying at that lower level is an important outcome of VA mental health enhancements. Again, it's possible, but it's not comforting. What else could explain the effect? Well, I'm going to talk about some program analysis work that all of us have been working on together. I'm going to talk about the VISN, the 21 regional networks in VA, as the level of analysis and inference. There are 21 VISNs. They're important for this sort of conversation because the numbers and counts are high enough in any given year that we can meaningfully compare years. I'm going to talk about proportional changes in mental health staffing and mental health staffing per 1,000 mental health patients, and in suicide rates, where proportional changes is defined as the rate in 2009 divided by the rate in 2005. Well, if you take a look at the proportional changes in suicide rates between the visins, you see a good deal of variability. Some visins went down, some visins actually went up over time. Same with staffing. There's a good deal of variability in proportional changes in staffing. Well, given variability in both parameters, it's reasonable to ask if they're related, and in fact they are. If you take a look at the proportional changes in staffing in regional networks, it's highly correlated with proportional changes in suicide rates for outpatient staffing and only outpatient staffing. The R of about 0.45, it's explaining about 20% of variance. In those facilities where there was the greatest increase in staffing, there was a decrease in suicide rates and vice versa. We looked within outpatient staffing to see what component of outpatient staffing was most, at least apparently, effective for suicide prevention, and it was basic access to basic capacity for mental health services, not specialized programs that seemed to be most robustly related. Here, if you look at the graph, we only have 21 regional networks. What seems to be missing from the graph and what's responsible for the overall correlation is that there are basically no visins that had high increases in staffing but increases in suicide rates. It suggests that the best way of looking at it is not with correlations. We did a median split identifying the 10, it says facilities, but I meant regional networks, above and below the mean. Those regional networks that had the greatest increases in staffing had decreases in suicide rates by 7%. Those that had lower increases in staffing actually had about a 14% increase in suicide rates, probably related to the complicating factors that I mentioned before. Well, there's a lesson for VA in this. The lesson is, frankly, it doesn't matter what you say in Washington. What matters is what happens in the medical centers and clinics in the field. But the important lesson for everyone else is that, contrary to what it appeared from the initial system-wide look, enhancing mental health services can, in fact, be associated with decreases in suicide rates. And it seems to be a good strategy for the nation. For VA, our focus is now on decreasing variability. The lesson learned for the rest of the country is invest in mental health. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Katz.